Prosecutor Linda Donikowski closed her case against the three men charged with murdering a young African-American man as he was jogging in their neighborhood. After hours of closing arguments Monday, she presented 2 hours of rebuttal Tuesday.
You turned this young man into that young man. That's what you did. For absolutely no good reason at all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you to find all three defendants guilty of all the charges in the indictment.
The defendants, Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, and neighbor William Bryan, chased Ahmaud Arbery in February 2020 when they saw him running down the street. They say they were trying to make a citizen's arrest under a since-repealed Georgia law. Donikowski says it was not a valid citizen's arrest, but rather assault and murder.
No badge, no uniform, no authority. Just some strange guys in a white pickup truck. Strangers. Verbal commands. They don't have any authority to use verbal commands. This is a fellow citizen. This is another human being. They're pulling up on him, and they're commanding that he stop and talk to them.
Lawyers for the defendants argued that the fatal shotgun blasts were fired in self-defense, but Donikowski noted that Arbery was unarmed and never made any threats. She says it's the three defendants who are in the wrong.
You bring your 12-gauge pump shotgun with you, ready to fire. You point it at a man you know is unarmed. I mean, you think they couldn't tell with those baggy shorts that he didn't have a gun on him? Who's being forced toward you by Mr. Bryan and his black Silverado, and then you go ahead and intercept him and pull the trigger without a thought. Abandoned malignant heart. Reckless disregard for human life.
Donikowski had the stage to herself Tuesday, except for several objections from defense lawyers who disagreed with her view of the citizen's arrest law. After her close and final instructions from the judge, the case is now in the hands of the jury, made up of 11 whites and 1 African-American. As the jury went into deliberations, Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, spoke briefly to reporters outside the courtroom. She praised the prosecutor and expressed her own optimism.
I think that she did. She presented the evidence, again, very well. I do think that we will come back with a guilty verdict. And I want to leave you with this. God has brought us this far, and he's not going to fail us now.
Amen.
We will get justice for Ahmaud.
Regardless of how the jury rules, the defendants face another trial next February on federal hate crime charges. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.